So, Michelle, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to Stride and what you're working on.
Well, I've been in the industry for 17 years, and throughout my entire career have been an independent, trying to find a unique way to set myself apart, and got connected to another Stride agent because I was trying to get him to refer me clients doing advanced planning with 831B. And, I just kind of kept poking at him, thinking, yeah, he would be a great resource to really get connected with. And I really don't think he understands what I'm doing. And the reverse was actually, too, I had no clue. And so as I just kept dripping on him, pretty soon he introduced me to Press Pro. And I walked myself through it. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is ridiculous. This is awesome. And being an Iowa native, he showed me all of the disaster relief counties. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, do people and business owners even know that this is an option for them? And I signed up right away. And he signed up. So it was kind of cool how all of this worked. And then I jumped in with both feet and have been drinking from the fire hose ever since. And that's probably been less than 12 weeks. The thing that I love most about Stride is it's not selling. And I've always been in the education business, and I feel like I can open doors through what I love doing best, and that's building relationships and understanding what struggles people are having and saying, hey, I think I have a solution for you. And as a result of that, I've really focused on more of the professional to professional. I think I'm up to 16 members. I have a few more that are on the horizon. I had a great conversation yesterday with a general agency that focuses on healthcare for mid-sized businesses, and the CEO made the commitment to join my team, going to do a discovery call next week, and he has a whole pile of retail agents, and we're going to map out how he can bring them under his team already. And a huge selling point for him was WOTC, but then workers' comp audits, because they actually insure for workers' comp. And the question I posed to him was, how many of the companies that you go after for new clients need workers' comp and they've never had an audit? He goes, all of them. I said, what if you could walk in the door and say, hey, we'd like to provide you with an audit and get paid for it? And he was just blown away. And I have a couple of upcoming CPA meetings. I'm actually organizing a CPA continuing education event with an 831B administrator who is going to literally fly in because he thinks Stride is so cool. I'm just in love with this concept and with this company because it really has made a 9-day difference in how I've been able to form new and positive relationships with other professionals, and knowing that that will create a ripple effect in our small business community.
Is that the gentleman that you and I are speaking to?
Yes. Yes, Bill.
Awesome.
And
you have
qualified.
So you have like 50 or so CPAs you're getting in front of with this, right?
Correct.
It's awesome. See, everybody, it's all about persistence, and it's all about, getting out there and talking to people. That's the main thing, wouldn't you say, Michelle, is just getting out and talking to people.
Well, what I've realized is that we are an anomaly in an industry where everybody else is beating down the same business owner's door with the same model. I talked to a Northwestern Mutual agent, and he's young and new in the industry. And he was giving me the same presentation that I was giving possible clients 17 years ago. And, it's interesting to me that the industry as a whole, on the insurance side, because I was an advisor and have an insurance license, no one's doing anything different. They'll tell you that they are, but how are they making an impact, a lasting impact? And I love being able to go. I talked to a family-owned bank, the president of a family-owned bank, and I said, hey, if you could go to every single one of your business owners and say, I think the IRS owes you money, and I can help you find out, if they do, and it's something that they could get and never have to pay back, how would they view you? And, you know, it's so powerful. I'm a product of small business owners. My parents owned multiple businesses. I grew up with them working in the office and the house. So I have a little bit different perspective also on what it means to be a small business owner. And, you know, I'm on a soapbox. I'm passionate about this. And there's no reason that we shouldn't be opening our mouths and shouting from the rooftop, hey, we can help. We have resources.
I agree. I absolutely agree with you. I'm the same way. I'm very passionate about this. I love meeting people. I love talking to them. I've never done anything in my life, and you can, you know, Mark, if you want to jump in, I've never done anything in my life where it's just where people are just like last night, you know, I talked to 10 people and they were all just like in awe of what we do. And it's like, and then the day, you know, the day before, it was just like every meeting we went to, everybody was like, are you kidding me? Like, where has this been? Like, where have you people been with this stuff? And the one thing you just said something, now I lost it, but I'll remember, but Mark, why don't you jump in?
Yeah,
real quick.
Yeah. One of the things, and I appreciate your feedback and everything that you've been talking about, Michelle, but one thing that I feel like I made a connection between Michael and Michelle, and that is the consultative, being a consultant instead of a salesperson, right? Being a consultant that is out there and is genuinely interested in people's success in their business. People can sense that. They know that if you're interested in their business and helping them be better business owners than if you're just trying to sell them something. And I had a conversation earlier this week with a gentleman that is newer with Stride, and he is in the life and health insurance business. And we talked about, he asked me, you know, like, well, how do I, you know, set myself aside, you know, when I'm talking, this was more specifically about dentists and health benefits, you know, and I said, well, you know, what you're doing with Stride, you're looking at opening up cash flow, reducing expenses, giving them specialized incentives that other health insurance providers that are probably sitting down talking about it with you guys are all nickel and diming each other over pennies. This right here, Stride, gives you the upper hand. You have a value-added service that you're bringing to the table, and it sounds like Michelle's in the same direction and consulting with businesses that this is what sets me aside from others out there in the field. This is why you should work with me, because I'm going to put money back into your pocket first before we look at some other avenues. Is that kind of what I'm hearing from you, Michelle?
Yes. The big, as you're talking, one of the things running through my mind is I have no competition. Even industry professionals in finance and in insurance, even though I have an insurance license and can outsource money management, they're not my competition. We're all coming to the table to work collectively as a whole for the betterment of our small business owners. And that's what builds community. And that's what I'm passionate about. And Stride gives me the opportunity to do that because I know I'm going to get compensated regardless. I don't have to sell an insurance policy to receive some compensation.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You know, I remembered what you said now, and I loved it. When you said, you went back and you said, hey, I think the IRS owes you money. Would you know, can I help you find out, you know, and of course, I'm paraphrasing, I didn't say exactly how you said it, but I love that approach. I'm going to use that. I'm stealing that from you, just so you know. But that's a great, easy approach. You know, to go up to somebody and say, I think the IRS owes you money and I can help you find out. Do you want to find out?
They're probably like, yeah, you're right. They do owe me. They're like, yes, I need to get more back from them. Absolutely.
So on the on the R&D tax credit side, you made the comment that there are a lot of businesses out there or even CPAs that don't understand which companies qualify or what they're doing qualifies. And the note that I jotted down to myself is, if you're getting a no, don't you owe it to yourself to see and to get a second opinion? And so if you are working with a tax professional and they're saying, sorry, you don't qualify for research and development credits, don't you owe it to yourself to get a second opinion? If you had a healthcare issue, would you take it at face value the first time, or would you research options to make sure that that was actually valid? So I think that there are just different ways to helping us. And STRIDE helps us put ourselves in a position to go at the problem from a different angle. And to me, that's just creating options for open-mindedness. And business owners need our help, no doubt about it. So let's just start having a dialogue, not in a threatening manner, but in a collaborative one, and say, hey, Mr. CPA or accountant or EA or attorney, we can help you look at things from maybe a different perspective, something that you're not aware of, out, and build that relationship.
Absolutely. And I love your enthusiasm.